Welcome to this fireside version of Walking the Way Together. The way may be summarized in the following commitment. We are walking the way together, for by grace we have been saved through faith in Jesus Christ, and now we're living by faith, depending upon Christ as a risen new creation, and denying self as a crucified old creation, to be filled with the Spirit, to love the Lord and others as self, to count the cost, to be healed healers, and to take the basic steps of baptism, church, prayer, word, worship, witnessing, and discipleship until we complete our faith, experiencing fully our position in Christ and being found faithful to Him. The way of Jesus Christ is God's plan and purpose for our lives. It is salvation. It is life, abundant life, eternal life. In order to have an understanding of the way, we do well to keep in mind the words of Isaiah the prophet in chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. To whom he would teach knowledge, and to whom would he expound the message? They who are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. The biblical truths of the way build upon one another. And so it's very important to go about it in a systematic, methodical manner. Just like putting a jigsaw puzzle together of a beautiful picture, we may not see the picture clearly until we get enough pieces in place and then the picture unfolds before us. Or in building a house, we don't start with the roof, no. You start with the foundation and then the walls and finally the roof. If one depends upon the Holy Spirit and allows the Holy Spirit to reveal the way of Jesus Christ, truth by truth, even if it's not fully grasped at first, over time the Holy Spirit will make it clear to us, and the way of Jesus Christ will stretch out beautifully before us. We do well to keep in mind also a truth that's found in Genesis chapter 26, verse 4. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. The Lord called out the nation of Israel to be his unique people, but also so that through them he might bless the whole world. And here is something that we need to keep in mind. The Lord wants us to have the way of Jesus Christ for ourselves. He wants us to walk with Christ and to experience all that we have in Him. And He wants that for us. But then He also then wants to use us to be an avenue through which He may give forth the way unto others. This is the basic calling for each of us, to walk the way of Jesus Christ and to share it with others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, Scripture says, "Perceive, now is the well-accepted right time. Perceive, now is the day of salvation." The way is always about now. The Lord is wanting to know what we will do now. Will we walk with Him? Will we live the life He's called us to right now? The way is about now. There are two warnings to be given on the onset of the way. The first is to beware of mental understanding only. This is to understand the truths of the way and to be convinced that we're living them out when actually they're only in our mind. This is a grave warning, because if we fall into this deception, it'll be almost impossible for others or even the Spirit to convince us that we're in a state where we have been deceived, where we think we're living the way, when actually we're only playing it out in our mind. The other warning is to be aware of the attack of the enemy of our own selves, that would keep us from learning of the way and then applying the way to our lives. The way of Jesus Christ. Jesus' words are recorded in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus is saying to him, "I myself am being the way and the truth and the life." Again, Jesus' words are recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. "Come in through the narrow gate, because wide is the gate and wide space the way which is leading away into destruction, and many are being those who are coming in through it. How narrow the gate, and having been crushed the way, which is leading away unto the life, and few are being those who are finding it. And the Apostle Paul writes in Acts chapter 24, verse 14, "And I am confessing this to you, that according to the way, which they are calling a sect, in this way I am serving and worship the God of our fathers, of the fathers, having faith in all those things which have been written throughout the law and in the prophets." The way is a path with three gates.